speak briefly about why does Hashem need a house? Also, Li Mikdash v'Shachanti b'Socham. The whole Parshas Truma talks about Hashem needing a house. You know that the whole notion of creating a house, a Beis Hamikdash, a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reside, the whole notion makes no sense, beginning to end. As Shlomo HaMelech famously asked in Sefer Melachim, Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Ki ha'umnam yeshev Elokim al ha'aretz, is it shayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell on the land? The whole heavens can't contain the Ribono Shel Olam. Certainly not this little structure, even this big structure. So it's ridiculous. He posed the question as a question himself. All of the heavens are not great enough to contain the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam is infinite. You're going to stick the infinite into a small house. That's question number one. Question number two, how do we understand the progression of the last couple of parashios? You have Yisro, Matan Torah, Mishpatim, studying of the basic halachos of Yiddishkeit. Truma, the Mishkan right away, Truma Tetzavik, Kisisa Vayakov, Akude is more or less the building of the Mishkan, Chet Egel, building of the Mishkan, actually did it. Vayikra Toras Kohanim, at the very end of Vayikra, we have the pasuk, Im b'chukosai teleichu, if you follow, you in the bris, if you follow, v'nosati mishkani b'sochachem, I will put my mishkan in with you. What's the progression over here? All of a sudden we need a mishkan after Mamad Har Sinai, and then after the Torah, Mamad Har Sinai, learning the halachas, mishkan, followed by Toras Kohanim. What's the progression? So Rav Hirsch has a beautiful idea about the Mishkan. And I think it's very intuitive. It's not a tremendous chiddush, but the way he says it is very, very beautiful. Like so much of what he says, such beautiful ideas. Rav Hirsch says that, and Rav Soloveitchik has a little bit of a different formulation, we'll see. Rav Hirsch says, there's Mikdash and there's Mishkan. Mikdash and Mishkan for Rav Hirsch symbolize two different aspects of the Beis HaMikdash. As, of course, the central pasuk that we're going to read, the Asuli Mikdash, Klal Yisrael should do for me, should make for me a Mikdash. V'shachanti b'socham. And v'shachanti milashon Mishkan. V'shachanti b'socham. And I will dwell in their midst. Rav Hirsch points out that Mikdash symbolizes all that we do to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that we sanctify our lives. The building of the structure, says Rav Hirsch, is just a symbolic act for us realizing that our end of the bargain is to sanctify our lives. Yeah, bringing karbanos is part of it, lighting the menorah, but it's not just about the house, about building the house, about doing the avod in the house. It's about sanctifying our entire lives. That's the concept of mikdash. The building of this particular structure is just one manifestation, a very strong one, to show that we're hoping that by elevating our lives, by putting our efforts into mikdash, building a mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch will be v'shachanti b'socham, he'll do mishkan. Mishkan means he will be Shochein. We will be Mekadesh, Mikdash, our lives. If we agree to sanctify our lives according to the dictates of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to Mishkan. V'shachati b'zocham. That's why at the very end in B'chukosai it says, Im b'chukosai selechu v'nosati mishkani b'sochachem. Mishkan refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing down his Shechina, his protection, his Hatzlacha. This is, Rav Hirsch says, this is the two-way street of all of what Judaism is. And it started in Mamad Har Sinai. Mamad Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, these are your marching orders. Mishpatim, we spent all the time figuring out exactly what the halachas were. Mishpatim means that's our mikdash. Our mikdash is all the halachas, the way to conduct yourself as a Jew. And Kadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, If you guys do your part, if you guys do your mikdash, if you guys sanctify your lives, I will respond with mishkan. Our mishkan means I will be a presence in your lives on this earth. I will be a protective presence. I will be a presence that gives you hatzlacha, that gives you parnasa, that causes the rain to fall. So the building of the mikdash is not us building a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is a symbolic recognition of the fact that it's a two-way street. We build, we sanctify, we elevate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds by protection and by hatzlacha. And as a matter of fact, Rav Soloveitchik said a similar idea, but a little bit differently. Soloveitchik said, if you look at that pasuk in Melachim that I started you off with, pasuk in Melachim where Shlomo Melch says, "Ki ha'omnam yeshev elokim al ha'aretz, hine ha'shamayim v'shmei ha'shamayim lo yichalkelucha." The heavens and all the heavens can't control you, can't contain you. Af ki abayis hazeh asher banisi, this house that I built can't possibly contain you. Said Rav Soloveitchik, look at the very next pasuk. What's the answer to the kasha? Where's the answer? What's the answer? Answer is, it's very funny. If you read the psukim make no sense. Shlomo Melch asks the Kash, he says, well, what's the idea of this house I'm building you? Nothing can control your essence. And then he goes off to say like this, Ufanisa el tfilas avdecha vel tchinaso Hashem alokai l'shmoa el arina vel atfila asher avdecha mispal lefanecha hayom lios eincha psuchos el abayis hazeh laila v'yom El amoko masher amarta yeshmi sham lishmo el atfila she yispal avdecha amoko mazeh. And again, pasuk lamed v'shamata el tchinas avdecha v'amcha Yisrael asher yispalu el amoko mazeh. You shall listen to the prayers that the Jewish people, and not just the Jewish people, ki beisi beis tefila yikari l'chol ha'amim. Asheba ata tishma el mokom shivtecha el hashamayim v'shamata v'solachta. What's the answer? So Shlomo Melech asked the Kasha, how could this house contain you? The whole world can't contain you. What's the teretz? This is the place that you'll listen to Klai Yisrael's tefillos. How does that answer the Kasha? So Rav Soloveitchik said in a nutshell, the answer to the Kasha and also the answer to our original Kasha is, the house is not a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The house is a house for us. It's not a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a house for us. It's a house for us to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting to bring His Shechina down as long as we sanctify our lives and elevate our lives and realize that He's the source of that protection. How does a person do that? Through tefillah. So, Rav Soloveitchik further says, that's why the parsha begins, V'yikhu li truma, not v'yitnu. Everybody asked the kasha. Why does it say v'yikhu and not v'yitnu? It should say v'yitnu li truma. They should give me a truma. What's v'yikhu? Who's taken? Speak to the Jewish people and tell them to take truma. Ooh. Who's doing the taking? I mean, Moshe Bezalel, the craftsman. So Soloveitchik said the whole idea of Mishkan has to be optional. Has to be voluntary. It's not v'yitnu, you have to give. It's only if you want to give. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only be Mashri His Shechina if Klal Yisrael wants to recognize that He's in our midst. That He's in our midst. Asuli Mikdash, they have to do the Mikdash. And Meshachanti Bisocham. So V'yikhu means you stay back. Whoever wants to give, you take. There's no Chiyuv. By Tzedakah, there's a Chiyuv. Havei Tavi Tenu De Machzor, you have to do it. It's justice. That's what I was always saying. But here, this is optional. You don't want to bring money to the Mishkan? You don't have to. It's up to you. It's optional. Why? Because the relationship only happens, what the Mishkan, what the Mikdash symbolizes, only happens if Klal Yisrael wants to get involved in it. Only if you want. Like the Kutzker famously said, where can you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Wherever you let him in. We have to let him in. That's what Mikdash is all about. That's what Beis Hamikdash is all about. Building Beis Hamikdash is the idea that we have to sanctify our lives and realize that we have a place. That's the idea of a shul. That's the idea of a yeshiva. That's the idea of Beis Hamikdash. Mikdash Ma'at, the Gemara says, Eil Bati Knesios, Bati Midrashos Sheva Bavel. It's a mini Beis Hamikdash. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell in our midst. That's also the idea that many of the Midrashim say how the building of the Mishkan is parallel to Ma'ase Bereishis. There's a lot of Midrashim that compare. Ma'ase Bereishis is Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lios Lo Dira B'Tachtonim. The whole world, Olam, is Miloshin Helaim. The Olam hides. It hides the Ribbono Shel'Olam's presence in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have his presence in the world. That's why he created the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dira B'Tachtonim. So the Mishkan exemplifies that place. And just in closing, probably already went over what I should have done to my voice, but just in closing, could be we could also understand that this is part of the famous dispute between Bezalel and Moshe. You may remember that the Gemara says that there was a machlokas between Bezalel and Moshe. What should be built first? Should the Kalim be built first? Or should the structure of the Mishkan be built first? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, build the Kalim first. And Bezalel said, no. Build the house first. So the question is, what's the Yisoid of Machlokas? Right? When you're a Lamdin in Yeshiva, you're always taught when there's a Machlokas, you have to ask yourself, what's the Yisoid of Machlokas? What are they arguing about? So maybe we could suggest something along these lines, that Moshe Rabbeinu held it was the service in the Mishkan that was the main point of the Mishkan. What was the main point of the Mishkan? The Avoda. So you got the menorah, the shulchan, the aron. There was no real avoda. Once a year was the avoda with the aron. The menorah was the avoda every day, the mizbech haketores, the shulchan, the lechem aparnim. The main point of the Mishkan is the mitzvahs, the halachas that you do in the Mishkan. But Bezalel understood differently. The avodas were secondary. The main point of the Mishkan was the fact that the Mishkan existed in the first place. It was the symbolism of the house. Not that the Ribbono Shel Olam was actually living there, but that this symbolized the fact. So the avodas were almost secondary. The avodas were, once you have the Mishkan, you got to do something in there. But the ikar point of the Mishkan was the fact that there was this house. The avodas were secondary. The major impact of the Mishkan was the house itself, was the fact that if a Jew felt like it, he could, you know, go visit with his next door neighbor, the Ribbono Shel Olam. That there's an address, right? Like the Yid number one lives on 2 Rehov, whatever, in the old city, and the Eibishter lives next door. That's the message of Mikdash, not the Avodas. That the Ribbono Shel Olam lives next door. That's the message. He's always next door. He's always ready for Klal Yisrael to open up their lives and open up their doors and to have a chevershaft, kviyachal, to have that relationship. That's what Mishkan is all about. So Hashem doesn't need a house. We need the house. We need the house to remind us of how close He is, how He wants to be close with us. He wants to give us brachos. Shefa brachos. He wants to have that close relationship with us. It's up to us. If we focus on Mikdash, Basuli Mikdash, Vishachanti Bisocham, he'll do Mishkan. He'll be Shochin. He'll be here. May it be the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam Taka that each of us, each day of our lives, understands the great koach that we have to be Morid the Shechina into our lives, the great koach that we have to just, by serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by living a life of Torah Mitzvos, by sanctifying everything in our lives, to open ourselves up for that Shefa Bracha, until that day when we'll get the ultimate protection, when Klal Yisrael will have that protection all the time, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. May that day come in the Erev Yameinu Amen. Thanks a lot for coming and listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.